This is Bob Inyart inviting you to read our manuscript, The Plot, for an overview of the whole Bible. Call us at 800-836-9278. That's 836-9278.
40 years ago, on April 25th, 1967, Colorado brought forth to this nation a new law dedicated to the proposition that all men are no longer created equal. Now we are engaged in a great cultural war, testing whether this nation, which routinely destroys the lives of innocent preborn babies, can long endure. On April 25th, please join Colorado Right to Life to commemorate the millions of lives killed by abortion, because our state passed the first law in America allowing children to be killed for the crimes of their fathers. Noted speaker Dr. Alan Keyes will give the keynote address about our God-given rights and why they are far superior to any law written by man. Join us at 1:30 at the state capitol on April 25th to prayerfully put an end to the bloodshed. Stand with Dr. Keyes and Colorado Right to Life as we work to reestablish legal protection for all human life, from fertilization through natural death. For more information, call Colorado Right to Life at 303-753-9394. That's 303-753-9394.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. My name is Brian Rohrbaugh. Welcome to Bob Inyart Live. And once again, I'm setting in for Bob because tonight he is going to be presenting Focus on the Strategy 2. And that is such an important event, and I'll get to the details on that in just a minute. By the way, that commercial that you just heard was recorded by Mr. Biff Gore, and he is a vital member of Colorado Right to Life, deeply involved in many of our outreach programs. And actually, he's quite a force. He's a leader, really second to none, in the battle against abortion. And he will be at the Capitol on April 25th at 2 p.m., along with the rest of us, where Dr. Alan Keyes will be speaking, and Judy Brown will be there from American Life League. Bob Inyart will be presenting a shortened version of Focus on the Strategy 2. And, of course, you want to come for that. Flip Benham from Operation Save America will be there. And, of course, if you haven't been around Flip, it's quite a treat as well. So please come out to that event. That is something that it's tragic that we have to remember it. And I had someone ask me, why are there so many pro-life things going on right within a two-week span here in Colorado? And why is it scheduled that way? Well, the reality is it was scheduled 40 years ago when a Republican governor signed into law a bill that allowed a child to be put to death for the crimes of her father. So the date was really set 40 years ago, and the pro-life world often has things around these anniversaries, and it's to highlight the evil that's going on, and to try to bring awareness and try to work on stopping it. So there's several good organizations. I'm the president of Colorado Right to Life. Of course, I appreciate your support and all of you that have become members. And if you're not a member, please join us. You can find information out about us at coloradorighttolife.org. And then, of course, Bob Inyart Live. Without this show, there would not be nearly the voice of pro-life leaders in this state. In fact, this show could easily be called, you know, Pro-Life Radio, as opposed to Bob Inyart Live, although we love Bob, so we like his name in there. But his dedication to the movement for all of these years has really helped. And his leadership and his teaching on strategy and looking where we've been and looking at where we need to go has been so instrumental in the change that has taken place in the pro-life movement. Now, if you listened to yesterday's show, you'll remember that Lindsay Morton, a remarkable young Christian musician, was with us. Well, once again, she's in studio with me, and Lindsay, welcome.
Hello. Thank you once again.
We were talking after yesterday's show, and you were telling me a story. On yesterday's show, you told us about the song you wrote, Child of Mine, and how that came about, and we read the words, and they are so powerful. And then after the show, you were telling me about a retreat you were at.
Yep.
And could you tell that story?
Yeah, I will. It was really amazing, actually. It was totally just like a God thing. I was at a women's retreat where I was leading worship, and at some women's retreats that I lead worship for, they schedule a concert time. And I started to share that song, Child of Mine, about abortion. And as I was singing it, I didn't realize it. I had my eyes closed for parts, and I just didn't know this was going on. But I guess one by one, 8 or 9 women stood up and were just weeping, and they all moved to the back. And out the back doors, there was a little patio area. And someone told me that this had happened after I was done with my concert. 8 or 9 of these women that were crying all ended up on this back patio area, and come to find out, every single one of them had had an abortion and had never shared with anybody else that they'd had that abortion. And they were all back there together crying and confessing this thing and basically taking this heavy burden off of their back and setting it at the foot of the cross. And they prayed with each other. And it was just such an awesome, gosh, it was such a cool story to hear that had happened.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure for those women, it was such a relief of lifting that burden off of their shoulders. And we oftentimes, when we're having difficult times or face things that we just can't change, we turn to God, and sometimes that's the only time we do it. Mm-hmm. And but sometimes something like your song can be so impactful that where people have buried a hurt, they can realize how much pain they're in because of it and reach out to Christ for forgiveness.
Yeah.
And it sounds like that's what happened. And when I talked about how powerful this song was yesterday, it truly, this is what I would expect from it on one side. And the second side is to open the eyes of people who don't think abortion is a problem. And they see it as a one-dimensional thing. They don't look at the lasting effects. And when we look at what's happened in our country, the moral decline, just look at some of the wicked things that go on in the country and think about it. Because if you compromise on do not murder, then, of course, anything else you do, that the standard is going to be, look, if we can murder our children, then there's nothing we can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see a crime epidemic. We see all kinds of wicked behavior. We see people doing outrageous things just to become famous because they want attention.
Yeah.
And there's no regard for human life.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care who they're hurting or how they're hurting them.
Yeah.
And this is one of the reasons why we spend so much time talking about abortion and the wicked things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
I was sent an email, and I've got to find the story here, about the Eighth Circuit is going to hear a South Dakota abortion case. And this is from the Associated Press. And I'm not going to read the whole article. But in reading this law, once again, several things occurred to me. One of the attorneys involved, I'm going to read a quote from him. It's the first time the federal appeals court will address whether an abortion terminates human life, poses a risk for depression and suicide, and ends what Cassidy describes as a woman's constitutionally protected relationship to the unborn child. Now, that's a kind of a strange statement because, first of all, abortion terminates a life. And in Roe versus Wade, if you go back and read that, you'll find that, of course, they acknowledge that.
Yeah.
But then they try to work in these words about a constitutionally protected relationship to the unborn child. And what they're talking about is they're trying to imply that somehow the Constitution guarantees you a right to kill your children. That's the relationship they're talking about. And it's just plain wicked. But the basis of the law is that they were requiring the abortionist to tell women these things, that the side effects of abortion, including depression and higher risk of suicide and several other things. And so on the surface, it sounds like a good law because it's always good to warn women that there are consequences. There are medical and there are emotional consequences to having an abortion. So that makes it a good law unless it ends with, and then you can kill the baby. And unfortunately, this is another one of those laws. Let me read another part of it. In order to have an abortion, the doctor must say the abortion will terminate the life of a whole, separate, unique, living human being. Then it will end the woman's constitutionally protected relationship to the unborn child, and that it will increase the risk of suicidal thoughts and suicide. So the wording's a little strange, but the idea is you're going to tell women that, you know, the abortion will harm them, it will harm their baby, and there's risk to doing it. Well, then after you've done that, the next sentence says the woman must certify she understands the statements, and the doctor must certify he or she believes the patient understands it. And guess what? Then you can kill the baby.
Yeah.
So it's one more law that's a wicked law, because it starts out doing something good, and it ends by giving permission to kill the baby. A wise law would have just said that these things must be told, but you can never have a law that ends with, then you can kill the baby. It's just plain wicked. And any time we try to work our way around wording laws where we're doing something evil, we fail. And these very laws become the basis to keep abortion legal. Even if Roe versus Wade were overturned tomorrow, there's hundreds of these laws that are going to raise a legal challenge. And so it's tragic to see it. But this is where Bob is talking on Focus on the Strategy. This is exactly what Focus on the Strategy is about. It looks at the 40 years that abortion has been legal. And then he discusses both what has happened and then gives ideas for what we need to do in the future. And tonight, in Colorado Springs, Bob's holding this seminar. It's at 7 p.m. It's at Fellowship of the Rockies Church, 1625 South 8th Street, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Tickets are $30 for an individual, $50 for a couple. And don't miss this, because you can't afford that. Come to it regardless. If you can't afford it, show up anyway. You can get more information here by calling 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. And if you're anywhere near the Colorado Springs area, go to that tonight. Call here for reservations, but by all means, you can even show up at the door. Go to that. You're going to find it is powerful, and it is incredibly important. And then we've talked about the event on the 25th of April at 2 p.m. at the Capitol. And Lindsay, you'll be there providing music, which mm-hmm. we're so grateful for. And then I'm going to be speaking at the Mountain Area Pregnancy Center's annual fundraiser. And this is a group of people that is dear to my heart, because they offer the counseling for women who are in a crisis pregnancy. When they don't know where to turn, maybe they don't have a family they can talk with, maybe they don't even know, inherently they know that abortion is wrong, but no one's ever told them that biblically it's wrong. Maybe they don't have a relationship with God at all, but they turn to this pregnancy center, and the people there, they help them. They encourage them to keep the baby. They never, ever, ever endorse or recommend an abortion. But beyond that, they provide help. They provide help with parenting. They provide information. They provide resources. They pray with the people. They do so many good things. And every year, babies are saved because of what they've done. They are one of the most tangible things that we can point to in the battle against abortion. Along with the sidewalk counselors, these are real, living human beings created in the image of God with a God-given right to life, and they're alive because the people at the Mountain Area Pregnancy Center or the sidewalk counselors or organizations like them have taken the time, have volunteered their time, work on a shoestring budget, and they do this work. Well, this is a fundraiser, and I'm privileged enough to speak at it, and I'd love it if you would come to it. And this is at the Evergreen Lake House. And if you've never been there, it's a beautiful setting. The building is right on the edge of the lake. It's up in the heart of the mountains, although it's very close to Denver. And the address is 29614 Upper Bear Creek Road in Evergreen. And if you would call them at 303-674-5881, or you can email them at info@mapc.us, you can make your reservations. It's $45 per person for dinner, and there'll be a silent auction, and I think it's going to be a great time. I'm going to share with you some of my story, and I hope you'll come and join us and support this worthy cause, because they truly need our financial help to continue the great work that they're doing. And so I hope to see you there.
Yeah, I also want to encourage you guys to go ahead and try and make it out to that, because I know that sometimes when I'm listening to radio shows and stuff about things that I'm passionate about, like abortion, and I think, what can I do to help and what can I do to get involved? And gosh, that would just be such a huge step and a huge way. Because when you think that some of our teenagers and young adults and stuff, the only place they think they can turn is to organizations like Planned Parenthood, and that's such a lie. And it's so important that we have these pregnancy centers and people that are there to encourage these young women to have these babies, and that they are life.
Well, and that's exactly right. And all too often, we have tragically documented, Bob has documented it on this show, there are many churches that are pro-abortion. Mm-hmm. And so if a girl turns to the church, sometimes, in fact, they won't turn to the church because they believe they're going to embarrass their family, and they'll actually have an abortion.
Yeah, to hide it.
Right, to hide it. And sadly, our churches are not open enough that we're all sinners, mm-hmm. and we need to strive not to sin. But you don't kill a baby to cover up sin, because it doesn't make it better.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it worse.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness.
And that's absolutely right. And there's a story, and I can't stomach to read you this whole story. It was sent to me by Leslie Hanks, and she's the vice president of Colorado Right to Life. But I'm going to read a little bit of it. It's the date is April 9, 2007, and the title is Sweet and Sour Fetus, Chinese Cannibalism. And let me read just a little bit. The following is what abortion and the dehumanization of preborn babies has wrought. It is the most despicable outcome of abortion I have ever seen or reported. Yet if one is pro-choice and denies that preborn humans are human, there is nothing wrong with this whatsoever. It can't even be considered cannibalism. And so I'm going to skip most of this, and I'm going to go to the bottom sentence on this. And this is how the reporter ends the story. I have tracked down the video. I warn you, this may literally make you vomit, if you're pro-life, that is. If you're pro-choice, it should have no impact on you at all. And then the bottom sentence, are you still pro-choice? And this is really disgusting. And in a nutshell, some people have resorted to eating aborted babies or maybe babies that were just slaughtered as a delicacy. And it's incredibly disturbing to me. It comes from the Next magazine is the name of the magazine that reported on this. And the rest of it is just too gruesome to talk about. But honestly, should we be shocked at that? When we really consider the reality of abortion, should we be shocked?
Yeah.
And again, that's what Lindsay works for, where she shares the gospel. She honors God with her music, and she has written Child of Mine, which is incredibly powerful and moving and telling about abortion and the harm it causes to both children and women. Mm-hmm. And even society, of course. And, you know, Colorado Right to Life, we fight to end abortion, and we fight on many different fronts, and there's great people involved with it. And if you're not a member, I hope you'll consider becoming a member. It's $20 a year for a family, and we'll keep you informed of what we're doing. And, again, the event on the 25th of April at the Capitol with Dr. Alan Keyes, Bob Enyart, Flip Benham, and Judy Brown from American Life Leave. That is something that you really need to come to. That is a free event, and we welcome you. And that evening, we're going to have a dinner. It is a fundraiser, and it's fairly expensive. It's $100 a seat. But if it's something you can afford, by all means, call and or go to the website at coloradorighttolife.org and register for that, because we'd love to see you there as well.
Yes, I would love to see you there as well. I want to encourage you guys just to get involved and spread the word. This is such a silent thing that is creeping into it has crept into our culture, to our schools, and it's so important that we stand for pro-life and against abortion.
Well, it really is, and you mentioned the schools, and of course after Columbine, I have done an immense amount of investigation as to what happened. But in doing that, it became very clear what the school stands for, what they teach. The government schools are actually the largest resource for promoting abortion in the country.
Yeah.
They promote promiscuity. They promote all kinds of high-risk behavior. And then they tell you that, okay, well, if you're pregnant, go kill the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And, the tragedy of all of this is people's hearts are so wicked, and several of us testified in front of the legislature a couple of months ago because there was an abortion ban bill that was presented here in Colorado. And even though it probably never would have had a chance to go anywhere, that doesn't matter because the bill was right. It did not allow exceptions. It was a ban on abortion. So we testified. Well, one of the board members of Colorado Right to Life, Lolita Hanks, who has been on this show before, she talked about her experiences and the amount of pain and suffering. And one of the wicked legislators actually asked her, well, didn't you have a choice? You know, we have all made choices that we will regret. And so, hey, you made a choice you'll regret. That's no different than the rest of us. Now, think about how wicked that is. They encourage young kids that abortion is legal, that it's okay, that it's not immoral, there's nothing wrong with it. And then they turn around when someone is just decimated by it, and they say, hey, you had a choice, now live with it.
Yeah.
It is just so evil. And it exposes the heart of these people.
Yeah.
And it really just... You know, it's so evil. And as Christians, you know, my son died in a government school, and I'm at fault for that. I let him go there. I knew better. And so many kids are destroyed through the government school, through the teaching, that as Christians, we should really be asking ourselves, why do we have them in a government school? Yeah, I know the excuse. You're paying taxes, you're paying for it, so it's free, and therefore you're going to get your money's worth. Now, what you're going to get, more likely than not, is heartache for your kids. You're going to have long-term scars from what goes on in the school. And if your kids start out raised in a Christian home, they may despise you and absolutely hate God from the teaching they learn. And so do we have options? Of course we have options. We can homeschool, which is what Lisa and I are going to do with our kids. Maybe you can't homeschool. Well, how about Maranatha Christian Center? Now, this is a great Christian school. And I think homeschooling is the best thing you can do because no one loves your kids more than you do. But if you're looking for a private school, then Maranatha is a great school. I've been in the facility. I've actually spoken there. And I've been involved with some of the people. I've been in the classrooms. It's impressive. It's respectful. It's God-centered. Is it perfect? No. And that tells you something great about the school, because Pastor Miller will tell you it's not perfect, but it is really, really good. And it would be, if we weren't able to homeschool our kids, then I would put them in Maranatha. It's that good a school. And, you know, I love what they do. Now, I realize there are some people listening that maybe none of these are an option. And, of course, we pray for our kids, and we do the best we can. And that's really tragic, and there are some people in that circumstance. But the reality is most of us don't have to have our kids there, and we shouldn't have our kids there. And I'm telling you this from a father who had to bury his son for making the mistake of having him there. that Dan should be alive today and I should have done better. And I just encourage you, if you would learn from my mistake, you know, make the sacrifice and move your kids out of that, because the very topic we're talking about right now is so ingrained in the public school that it's hard to get the next generation of warriors to be the pro-life leaders, because if they're raised in that, then it's hard for them to turn away from it. And by the way, Lindsay, one of the things that I'm impressed about, of course, when I talk about Columbine, it focuses on some of the worst that young people have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have you here, which represent the opposite end of the spectrum. You honor God. Your work is so important and so inspirational.
Only by his grace.
So we're just thrilled to know you and have you involved in this. It's very encouraging, people like you in the fight for what we can do in the future. Mm-hmm. And so I want to thank you for all that you're doing.
Thank you.
And I was going to ask you, once again, could you give us your contact information? Because I want to encourage people to get your CDs and give them as gifts. Enjoy them yourself. They're well worthwhile.
You can email me and order CDs and everything at my website, which is www.lindsaymorton.com. And I'm going to spell it for you. It's LINDSY. MORTON.com, and feel free to email me with questions, comments, order CDs, anything like that, to that nature.
Well, thanks so much for being with us, Lindsay.
You again.
And remember, Bob Enyart, Focus on the Strategy 2, tonight at Fellowship of the Rockies Church, 1625 South 8th Street, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Tickets are $30 individual, $50 for a couple. More information, call us here at 1-800-8-ENYART. And I can't encourage you enough to go to that. I was at the first one. You're going to be blown away. You're going to be encouraged. And you're going to look at what we've been doing all these years. And you're going to say, wow, this is so important. It's time to end abortion. And so please come out to that if you can. Remember, April 25th. At 2 p.m. at the State Capitol, we're having the event to commemorate the 40th anniversary of legalized child killing. Please join us. And thanks so much for listening to Bob Enyart Live.
Don't you stand on-
On April 25th, join Colorado Right to Life as they remember the 40th anniversary of the first abortion law ever passed in America by Colorado. Noted speaker Dr. Alan Keyes will give the keynote address at 1:30 at the state capitol. Then join Dr. Keyes, Judy Brown, and Flip Benham at a special dinner Wednesday evening at Maggiano's. Tickets are $100 per person and will sell out. Be a part of this special evening with Dr. Keyes, Wednesday, April 25th. To make your reservations, call 303-753-9394. 303-753-9394.